Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin won another six-year term in Sunday's election that will make him the country's longest-serving leader behind Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. He thanked cheering supporters at a rally near the Kremlin, and he appeared and appealed for unity. The Russian leader polled about 76% of the votes cast, with more than 60% voter turnout, a goal the Putin campaign had hoped to surpass, according to analyst Mark Italy of the University of Melbourne.
To get over 70% of the population to vote and get over 70% of them to vote for Putin. Now, over 70% have voted for Putin, but the participation rate is distinctly lower than they had hoped.
Meantime, members of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons will arrive in Britain today to collect samples of the nerve agent used to poison former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, who remain hospitalized. Mr. Putin called accusations of Russian complicity rubbish. President Trump accuses special counsel Robert Mueller of political bias in the investigation of the Trump 2016 election campaign and possible links to Russia and whether the president obstructed justice in trying to stop the probe. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, an estimated 60,000 people have fled ethnic violence in the country's northeast just this year, with about half seeking refuge in the city of Bunia and the others escaping violence to Uganda. The recurring violence over land has left at least 130 dead since December. This is VOA News.